Gregory bravely sacrificed himself to become the ship's rudder.
I think that's false.
Oh, Master Splinter's super toads mad.
But yes! Yeah. Yeah!
Two broomsticks at the same time.
Expecto Patronum! You'll never amount to anything!
Completely false.
If it was Andy's Girthy Candy, there's no way they'd ever change that name.
So, wait, is it goblins? Did I get it wrong?
Oh, this one is true!
I am chocolate.
And the theme of today's podcast is...
Wait, are we still in the intro?
Hello and welcome back, listeners, to the Allegedly Podcast, where me and my co-host get a mystery topic coupled with some mystery facts, and it's our job to figure out which facts are real and which facts are fake. My name is Alex, and with us always is Joe.
Oh shit! I don't have anything.
Cha Joe. New year, new Joe.
I'm trying this new thing where I don't have an intro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, 2024 is intro list, Joe. Okay.
I just assumed people knew I was here at this point.
So do you want me to kick this off differently? Like, and with me always is Joe. Fact number one.
In fact, I don't even want you to mention my name. I just want to pop in. I want you to just go through it, and then I'll just pop in. I'll just be.
My name is Alex, and with us always is fact number one. Well, I like it. Whatever. Fine, Joe.
I'm redefining podcasting. Okay.
Oh, the next generation.
The next generation.
Okay, we're so pompous, you should already know who we are.
I've already bought a white robe. And I have eyes on Jared Leto's island.
All right, here we go. Let's get to today's topic. So today's podcast topic is lake monsters.
Ooh.
Ooh. All right, Joe, how many lake monsters do you know? Go.
Well, there's the creature of the Black Lagoon. I'm kidding.
That's not a lake monster. God damn it, Joe. That's not a lake monster.
Okay.
That's a fact. That's not even a cryptid. That's a real entity.
It's a real guy in a real suit.
All right. So how many can you name off?
Lake monsters.
Yep.
Well, there's obviously Nessie. There's the Lake Ness monster. Which, was I the only one that didn't put together until probably way too late that Loch just means lake?
Oh, no. It took me a while.
I was really disappointed in myself when I was like, I wonder what Loch means. And they're just like, it's lake.
Yeah, I was hoping it was like monster or something like that.
Yeah, it's Lake Ness. Oh, yeah. That makes sense now.
Yeah, it's okay. All right, so what else? So Loch Ness, what else?
Lady in the Water.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I guess technically that was a pool, but I think she's originally from a lake.
Yeah, dream I had. All right.
Mm-hmm. Next. Yeah. Well, you know, there's the lady in the lake. She's not really a monster.
Depends on how you look at the
story.
I mean,
it depends. If you're all the people who died by King Arthur's sword, then she's kind of a monster.
Yeah, she's fucked up. Good thing they threw it back. So do you only know Nessie?
I think so.
What about Champ, dude?
Who the fuck's Champ?
Yeah, he's our stateside representative in the lake department. Lake Champlain.
I don't know. I know of Lake Champlain.
Yeah, Champ. And then there's Ogopogo in Canada, I believe.
Did we do something on an Ogopogo?
No. I don't think so. We might have talked about it before because it's a really fun name. It's like saying Oingo Boingo.
Right, yeah. I bet Danny Elfman's a real fan of it.
Mm-hmm. He's writing a song right now. Him and Weird Al are doing a collab on it called Ogopogo Fogo. I don't know. So, let's see here. We have that one. I think we have what else? We have a lake in Russia. I can't remember what that one is, like Death Lake or some shit. I think there's a monster supposed to be there.
I mean, you have various points in the ocean that are supposed to have monsters. You have
not a lake. Not a lake, dude.
It's God's lake, bruh.
Whatever. If I can't get a lagoon, you can't get the ocean.
You know, lagoon just means lake. So, yeah, no. And I think those are about the majority of what I know. I don't know too many others, you know. But I'm sure we'll find out. We'll learn.
I have a feeling that's mostly what this podcast will focus on.
Fuck yeah. All right. Then let's jump to fact number one. In 1857, when the Silver Lake Monster of Buffalo, New York, turned out to be an elaborate hoax, angry citizens sued the perpetrators for fraud. The judge acknowledged the fraud but acquitted the perpetrators, ruling that they had a right to amuse themselves. I want to hear, like, the immune. Now, Your Honor, we all have a right to have hobbies and do things that we want. Well, we decided to dress up and sell a lot of merchandise based on a fabricated monster.
That's what I'm saying. Like, were they selling shit? Because then, I mean, then that's fucking fraud. Like, that's beyond amusement. But if it's just a practical joke, then I guess. Well,
the judge acknowledged the fraud.
Right.
So maybe they didn't? Maybe they didn't have time. 1857.
I'll tell you what, is that a current Supreme Court justice? That's a bad judge.
1857, it might be.
Might be.
It may have been Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Like. she was old. So.
Yeah, I think we got the joke.
I want to know what the fraud was. I've never heard of the Silver Lake Monster. Like, do they just... Are they just floating things out there and like, holy shit, it's a monster, and everybody's freaking out, and they're just like, alright, now it's time to buy the Silver Lake Monster t-shirt.
Right. I mean, I would hope that no judge would actively admit that there was a crime and then just ignore that, but I have a feeling that's not how this story works.
Right. Do you know the saddest part about this whole thing, right? Is there was still one guy.
One dude. I seen it.
Yeah. He's like, he grabbed me by the ankles.
Yeah. So like, there I was.
He's the one voice of like, it's real, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's sitting in the courtroom, he's like, now judge. You're siding with them as being fraudsters, and even if they admit it, something did grab me. It keeps taking my chickens.
So there I was, middle of the night, wrangling for catfish with my hands.
It picked me up and shook me like a dog.
Yeah. It said, Jebediah, you come on my property again, I'm going to shoot you. Now, if that wasn't a lake monster, Your Honor, I don't know what was.
He stared at me with them cold monster eyes. You know there's one. And that one probably still has, like, some presence somewhere, right? Like, his family is just like... Yep, that's Grandpappy Jebediah. We're running the Silver Lake Monster Bait and Tackle Shop, and we got the famous flipper that he supposedly struck off the beast after he defended his chicken coop. It's just like a fucking person's hand. Nah, that's a flipper. Yep. That's exactly what it is. I don't know. What do you feel? Do you feel?
You know what? It's the new year. Let's go. True.
Let's trust the writer.
Yeah.
She wouldn't lie.
Never betrayed us before.
All right, well then, for fact number one, we're going to go true. That in 1857, the Silver Lake Monster in Buffalo, New York, turned out to be false, and the judge, siding with fraud, acquitted the perpetrators. 3, 2, 1, bam! It is true!
Nice.
Okay, so this is from orderofthejackalope.com. and Buffalo Sunday Morning Newspaper of 1875. Apparently, in 1855, in upstate New York, was fucking bananas, with some news outlets reporting that tens of thousands of people flocked to Silver Lake to see a serpent-like monster witnessed by dozens of people. Those witnesses were not lying. They all saw something. County commissions were formed. Thousands of dollars in funding was secured, watchtowers erected, and whaling experts brought in to hunt and kill whatever it was. The only thing that would end up making a killing were the local hotels and newspapers, which had orchestrated the entire thing to drum up tourism. Oh, shit, it wasn't like just two dudes.
Wow, this is the deep state, my guy.
Dude, this was... To their credit, they didn't just start rumors of a lake monster, but actually built a large inflatable thing that would pop out of the water when they pumped air into it and legitimately scared the shit out of people. At least one small squirrel, it is, reported to have resigned herself to her death upon seeing it. Oh my god.
That's crazy talk.
This little girl, she's just in the water, and they inflate this thing, and they're just like, this little girl's like, that's it, I've lived a happy 10 years. Right.
Well, it's never getting better from here.
Yeah. Dude, fuck those guys. It says, because the local newspaper was in on it and intentionally printing fake news, it's hard to know what's true, but what's generally accepted is that in 1857, the hotel burned down, and amongst the ashes were discovered a burned wire and painted canvas monster that had been stashed there, thus exposing the hoax. Judge said it was definitely fraud, but if you fell for that stupid shit, that's on you, not guilty. God bless America.
Wow.
The hotel burned down?
To be fair, I'm pretty sure that was just standard for the time.
Yeah. That's they were really getting into grease technology.
Right. Everything was made with wood and oil, so.
So let's get these order of events. News media and hotel makes monster. They show monster to people. Mm-hmm. People fearing for their life report it. Newspaper prints it, right? People, like, the state of New York panics. Sends out whaling experts, builds towers to find this thing, right? Tourism spikes in Buffalo and fucking...
Jebediah's bait shops through the roof.
Dude, through the... Well, he's now Jebediah... Spa and resort is what he was able to get to.
He now has a roof, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's called. It's called Silver Jebediah's. Yeah. Made a casino. And hotel burned down where they think they found evidence. This is 1857, mind you. They think they found evidence of a wire monster in the rubble.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a government hoax. I think we captured the monster and... It currently resides under the White House in the catacombs.
This was the first X-File, yeah.
Yeah, actually, they had an X-File with a lake monster. Big Blue.
I imagine they did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The episode's called Quagmire. Go look it up. It's great.
Giggity?
Kind of.
Sweet.
Yeah. The Big Blue eats a dog.
Oh, poor doggy.
Yeah, it's really sad. Dog's name's Quay Quay.
What?
Yeah, I remember a lot of that episode. I've seen it many times. It's one of my favorites. It's a good one. Don't laugh at me. This is a great episode.
All right, man. Holy shit. Calm down, guy.
Yeah, dude. It's good shit, dog.
Apparently.
No, you're going to watch it today. It's on Hulu.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. I was just, you know.
Go watch it on Hulu. Got it? Okay. Right. They concluded the lake monster lives on a steady supply of frogs.
Oh, for 1 second, I thought you were going to say a steady supply of frauds.
A fraud. They're all frauds out there. It's like the fucking... The monster's like the reading notification. He's like, this is a fraud. I'm going to eat this guy. Oh, shit. All right. Well, we got it right. Good for us. Yay, us.
Starting out 2024 strong, my guy.
Yeah!
It's all downhill from here.
All right, here we go. Fact number two. Lake monsters in North America are usually described as serpent-like, with cutesy names like Bessie, Chessie, Tessie, Smetty, Rocky, Normie, and Champ. Meanwhile, in Texas, Goatman fish.
I've heard of Goatman. I've never heard of Goatman fish.
I'm pretty sure Tessie and Champ are real.
Yeah.
I know Champ is real. I did say that. So, I'm assuming this is real, because Texas would be like... Now I was just sitting on my, the lakefront, just minding my own business. When out of the water popped this man, and I was like, "Sir, what are you doing in the lake?" And then I was like, "He's got the head of a goat. He's got them fish flippers. He's a goat man fish."
I like how you're just like, no, specifically Texas would do that. Right after we just got done telling a story where New York did the exact same thing.
Yeah, but this is okay. But the New York, the silver. Listen to the name though. Like, so this one, this is a Silver Lake monster. Silver Lake. That's all they called it, the Silver Lake monster, right? And they had to make it a serpent, right? Because it's a tube that has to pop out. This is a goat man fish,
right? Like, I don't think it's real, honestly.
It's real because I've seen it.
Oh, you have? Are you from Texas?
No, but it migrates. It migrates to the west in the winter.
Oh, it
freezes in Texas. It blizzards and freezes, and then,
well, it's and just then recently,
sometimes, yeah,
it can't sometimes get and it can't get a ticket to Cabo.
Yeah, it sometimes goes to Cancun.
Right.
But if it can't get to Cancun due to the media, it'll head west. Ted Cruz is the goat man.
I was like, you know what? Honestly, it all makes sense.
He's like, on behalf of the rest of the goatman fish population, I say we make America great again. Smetty, Rocky, Normie. Yeah, these sound like shit that we'd make up.
Yeah.
It's to sell tourism. Like, you gotta give it cool names. Texas is just brain dead. Like, they're not trying to sell tickets. They're just like, I done seen it. I was in the mine, working on the coal.
You know what? You know what I was just saying today. We don't need fans in Texas. It's fine. I was just thinking that today, just randomly.
Yeah, we don't need fans in Texas. Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, fuck them.
Man. You're coming out hard. You're coming to like Stephen Hawking, the entire state of Texas.
You know what? I've learned that we fucking... If I take a stance on something, at least it generates interest. So fuck Texas.
Okay. I got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Unless so my TikTok channel. A lot of people in Texas watch my TikTok.
So it's Goatman Fish and the Allegedly Troll, huh?
I transform into the Allegedly Troll, like, after fucking we talk about Texas. I'm like, oh, fuck. So, okay, what do you think? I think this is true just because I know, I'm pretty sure Tessie, I'm not too sure, but I know Champ.
I know, like, the Goat Man legend is real. They've even made terrible straight-to-video movies about it.
Well, yeah, Goat Man, I know.
But do you think I don't know about Goatman fish.
The Goatman and the Goatman fish, dude. That sounds like a fucking... We need to make a superhero movie with these characters. Like, we need a guy.
Oh, who can eat
cans and swim in a lake.
Yeah,
I got the guy.
I'm sure Asylum Pictures has already started. I guarantee you, the second Universal was like, this is the dark cinematic universe. Okay. Asylum Pictures was already ripping it off. They're like, oh, well, this is going to be the Dusk cinematic universe with fucking Goatman fish and the West Virginia Minotaur.
Why can't I find the Goatman? Because he's a fish.
Because he learned how to swim.
The Montana Minotaur.
Hannah Montana Minotaur.
Oh, shit. Well, I think Asylum needs to work on these. They're genius.
For people that don't know, Asylum is a B-movie movie studio that makes... kind of, their whole marketing is ripping off popular stuff. So when a Transformers movie comes out, they make Transmorphers.
Yeah, why not?
And when like Pacific Rim came out, get my favorite, they made Atlantic Rim.
Yeah. Why not? Fuck it. Somebody's going to pick it up by accident.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's their whole business model. Is like, it looks just enough like the real movie that you'll get confused.
And as long as it comes out before, that's probably part
exactly.
of it.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
Pacific Rim comes out, I bet you streaming really fucked up on them. You know what I mean?
This was all, I mean, their whole business had to be those $2 bargain bin DVDs.
Yeah. Well, now you got streaming and who's going to fucking, you got Pacific Rim coming out, turnaround time, you know, 2 weeks after it's in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can get off Amazon Prime. Their business model is done.
Right.
Atlantic Rim.
Yeah, I didn't even know, like, Atlantic Rim, it was just, it's great.
Oh, shit. Well, there you go. Champ, the movie.
100%. I bet there's a cinematic universe with Champ and the Goatman fish.
Shit. Well, what do you want? I'm going to say true.
Let's go with it.
Going for a second true. All right, we're going to go true on fact number two, that lake monsters in America usually have serpent-like cutesy names. And meanwhile, in Texas, Goatman fish. 3, 2, 1, bam! It is true!
Wow. Shit, man, I was kind of hoping... I was kind of rooting for Texas on that one. I was like, come on, that one's kind of dumb.
Wow, we have a lot of lake monsters. Fuck, American people are really fucking bored. Okay, it says, judging by the map, which I'll show you now... says, judging by the map, it looks like Texas and the surrounding states didn't get the memo that lake monsters are genuinely plesiosaurish. But then when bathtub moonshine is your guide, you get monsters like goat manfish with scales, giant killer octopus, webbed hominids, and a giant eel pig named Harry in Kentucky.
An eel pig? Man, what is, like... what is with these Dr. Moreau fucking rejects?
I know. Winged alligator snake.
All right, that's just objectively cool.
Dude, that's you. That's in Lake Chelan, the Lake Chelan
what?
Monster. Lake Chelan,
that's
Washington.
That's my town? That's my... coming in here? Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Dude,
that's
you
my
have
dojo?
The winged out. You can't say shit.
That's my dojo? They came into my dojo with that weak sauce?
Dude, the winged alligator snake.
First, my state gives the world paddleboarding and fucking pickleball, and now this?
The winged alligator snake, yep.
Man, Washington, we need to get our shit together.
Okay, so look at me. Look at Arizona. We have jack shit, dude.
Well,
because
you need lakes.
Well, we have Lake Powell, and we have Skinfin. Look at that.
Okay, Skinfin's clearly a porno movie.
I know. Fucking for real. All right, here we go. Webbed hominid, the white monkey in Maine, and Honey Island Swamp, Louisiana, has the tainted keter? Goatman. Lake Worth monster. Lake Worth, Texas. Goddamn, dude. Killer giant octopus, freshwater octopus, Lake Thunder in Oklahoma.
Man, Oklahoma's stretching it.
I know. Fuck.
Is that a manatee I see? And what's that next to Oklahoma there?
Hold on. It's Minnesota, Iowa. What is that?
Is that Kentucky there?
I know. This is Mimal. M-I-M-A-L. That's it. Is that?
Oh, Arkansas. Sorry.
Arkansas. Arkansas. So wait, let's look. What do we got? Horned beasts in White River, Arkansas. His name is Whitey.
No. Okay. Well, that's
that sounds a little less monster, a little bit yeah. more human monster. You know?
That's just pretty sure that, that's that just horn a symbol is for a, it.
That horn's a tip of a hood, my guy.
Like, I was like, that's just a drunken Klansman.
Yes.
He just fell over.
Oh my God, that's a white monster.
That's just Whitey.
That's just Whitey.
He's well. Town sheriff.
Yeah, that's an amazing amount of... What's 35? Like, what the fuck is that? Aquatic lynx monster.
Ooh, a lynx, you say?
Yeah. And then we have monster fish in Alaska, which does I think that's probably the only true one.
I mean, that yeah, those salmon get big up there.
Dude, wait, I want to know this. In New Mexico, deep diving turtles, bottomless lake in New Mexico. And then also there's more, where's the other turtle? In Indiana, Beast of Busco.
That, I mean, that's a pretty that cool name. Busco?
Beast of Busco. Giant turtle. I seen it.
Fucking Beast Busco this summer on NBC.
Yeah, I launched my boat over it, my little troller.
Can Beast Busco solve the case of the Goatman fish? Find out. Only on Hulu. It's so, so super not the X-Files.
The intro is like, no, 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 no. All right, it says here, coolest lake monster through goes to Washington State for the winged alligator snake in Lake Chelan. Legend has it, a ship blew it into the lake from the ocean, carrying a mysterious chest. The violent storm knocked the chest into the lake, and the captain jumped in after it, sinking with the chest to the depths 1,500 feet below the surface, which would crush you, right? Like, you're dead. Two ladies who happened to be on board witnessed this and jumped in after them, at which point...
Man, there's a lot of people jumping into lakes.
Holy shit. Okay, wait, though. This is where your shrooms are kicking in, is when this story is being written. All right, ready? Two ladies who happened to be on board witnessed this and jumped in after them, at which point their feet turned into fins. They were actually mermaids, which was convenient. One saved the captain and other cargo. The cargo, which contained a mysterious hatchling. Fast forward 80 years, a man bathing in the lake is suddenly grabbed by sharp jaws. His friends pulling him back, the beast pulling him down. The men wrestled him onto the beach with the beast still attached to his leg. They described it as having the body and legs of an alligator and head and eyes of a snake and a scaly tail and bat wings. It was strong and would not let go, so they dragged it over to a fire to make it release its hold. That just pissed it off, and it flew into the air with the man still in his teeth and dove into the water with its human prey, proving once and for all that Washington has the best drugs.
So let's
be clear here. These friends killed their friend, right?
That's what it sounds like.
That's depressing. Like, didn't Henry owe you a lot of money? Well, no, I didn't collect because the alligator monster.
No, see, what happened was he saw something go in the water, so he jumped in, and then there was mermaids, and they tried to save him, but by that point, it was too late. I don't know if you noticed, but you get pretty down there, you just get crushed.
Yeah.
Like a can of beans.
Yep. But the mermaids, he can survive, so they were fine. They grabbed the cargo.
And we were sitting here stunned. So we tried to go in, and then something done flew up out the water with bat wings.
It grabbed Charlie. Swear to God, it grabbed him right in the leg. I tried to resin him up.
Oh, my Lord. Didn't you also owe Charlie money? Now, I was trying to pay him.
That's why we were there. We were trying to pay him.
We were just trying to pay our debts like respectable people, and all of a sudden, mermaids start popping out, and like, you can't pay that guy.
God, we were trying to do what's right, you know, being firm Christian man, you know. And a fucking alligator popped out of the water. I said, "Satan be gone!" But that didn't
Satan
work.
Be gone. Yeah, and he just smiled that crocodile smile and flew away with the big old bat wings.
Took old Charlie with him.
And typical Charlie.
Yeah, that's how Charlie went.
Died like how he lived.
Yep. Judge is like, well, I don't need to hear anything else. Of course, alligator, bat, wing, snake monster, case closed.
Look, I used to be a judge in New York. Not even close to the craziest thing that's happened.
Yeah, if we don't find a hotel burned down with some wire mesh that we think is a monster, it's probably a real monster.
Right? Look, I'm a big old fan of fraud, but I ain't a liar.
Oh, shit. Well, we got it right, dude. That's two in a row. Go for us.
Oh, Texas.
That is two in a row.
You know, I was rooting for him. I was hoping for once Texas wouldn't be a statistic, but here we
it's
are.
It's not even an anomaly at this point. We just bank on Texas.
You know, bat wings on an alligator is weird, but a goat man fish? Come on, man. Come on, man.
All right, here we go. Let's see what else we got. Fact number three. Arnold Schwarzenegger once swore he saw a lake monster in the Sacramento River. I don't know. That's a weird
Sacramento?
One.
Sacramento?
Does Sacramento even have a river?
Yeah, it was just... Well, Sacramento is the state capital, so, and he was the governor of California. So.
California. Are we sure he's not talking about himself? He's like, I popped out of the water.
I know his fucking maid saw a fucking river monster. You know what I'm talking about?
Seriously. More than one occasion, too.
Yeah.
I have a 16-inch python that is a lake monster by most people. Lots of people start floating in the water. I was like, this is fine. They say, get away from the monster.
And I was like, no, it's cool, guys. It's just me.
That is a piece of me.
In the original scene in Predator, Carl Weathers accidentally shook my python instead of my fist. He was mistaken.
He grabbed it. It was both flexing and veiny.
That's what, it was completely improv. I was like, you son of a bitch.
If this turns out to be that'd be the funniest fucking thing. He's like, you know, when I get into the water, I am a lake monster. Swore he saw a lake monster. I mean, he's got kind of like a... He's got an odd background from Austria. You know, he was pretty poor, and he came from an area that I think really emphasized that kind of, those kind of things, right? Like mythology and folk tales and stuff.
Sure.
So I don't know. Because it seems the more you're exposed to folk tales, the more likely you are to see said folk tale. You know? But see, he could have said this in 2023. I was out there smoking my cigar.
Yeah. I think, you know, I want to go false because there's no mention of him fighting it. And I've seen Conan the Barbarian. That guy punched a real camel in that movie, so I have a
Does he really punch
Yeah, a camel? He really punches a camel, dog.
What happens? Does the camel just shrug it off?
The poor camel? Yeah, he just kind of was like, meow. And you're like, oh, poor guy.
Yeah, because camels are fucking huge.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
He's probably just like, fuck.
Oh, no, still better than the treatment I get typically.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, that camel is probably named Eeyore. It's like, oh, well, his welcome tail. To Tuesdays.
His tail's nailed on. Fucking. Yep, no, I fucking, Schwarzenegger fighting a lake monster.
That's what I'm always like. It feels to me like the story is incomplete. I'd believe it if there was mention of him. Like, and then I punched it in the face.
See, it's that easy. See, you could see him saying this casually, like smoking a cigar.
Yeah, like he's just telling a story. Like, so I was hanging out in Sacramento.
The beast came up to me and I was like, get away from me. And I slapped him in the face. And
yeah. Must you know, so like clearly I was sitting there, I was like, Scheiße. And so I just punched it. Punched it right in the face.
I don't think that's Austrian, is it? That's German.
Yeah, they speak German.
I don't
think
Austria speaks German, do they?
Yeah.
I think they have their own language, right?
I think it's closely tied to German.
Well, it's kind of like Ukrainian and Russian, right? Like, they're very similar, but I think they're different.
Look, I'm not an expert, but I'm pretty sure
that I slapped it in those.
I'm
like,
sure he would. Nine. I mean, obviously, we've been doing spot on Austrian accents.
Nine.
Yeah, like I think they speak German in Austria. Could be wrong. I could be wrong.
I don't care, you know.
Feel free to correct me. Feel free to double check that.
Yeah.
But I'm fairly certain that
put
Arnold Schwarzenegger
video next week.
Multiple occasions has said Scheiße. All
right. Well, then we're good there then, because I think you're right. I think it's a false. But if it's true, it's gonna be bananas.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. You ready?
Let's do it.
Were you trying to think of how to say yes in German?
I think it's just ja or da.
Ja. Da. All right, we're gonna go true on fact number three that false on fact number three that Arnold Schwarzenegger swore he saw a lake monster in the Sacramento River. Three, two, one, bam! It is false.
Nice.
Yeah. First of all, this is lake monsters, not river monsters. Dumbass. Just kidding. Oh wait, what? God, that was a dig at me. I thought that was a dig at somebody else.
She assumed we said true. Also, did she say river?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, okay. So we didn't even pick
Sacramento River.
We didn't even pick up on it.
So we are stupid.
I mean, we still got it right, but for the wrong reasons.
Wow. I didn't even connect the dots on that.
I was too busy with Arnold Schwarzenegger thinking of his pythons.
So, well, we're fucking stupid. So, it says, while the Arnold part wasn't true, there are veritable monsters in the Sacramento River, which include white sturgeon that can get up to 8 feet long and 400 pounds. Wow. Fisherman Andrew Fawn caught his ancient monstrosity there in 2022 using eels as a bait. I'm surprised you could reel in something like that without the build of Mr. Universe. Well,
it's all about the leverage.
Yeah, leverage. God, dude, that's fucking nuts.
Yeah, we have sturgeon here in Washington, too. They get huge.
Look, you can't say anything. It doesn't matter what you have. You have a flying snake alligator bat.
That's 100% totally fucking true, unlike this other bullshit.
Yeah, the sturgeon in the lake? Fuck that. Alligator bat snake? Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
Came out of a chest that a mermaid pulled up. Fucking for reals, dog.
Yeah.
Ah, shit. Well, we got it right, though.
Look at us.
We're 3 for 3. All right, here we go. You ready for the last one?
Let's do it.
All right, last question. Fact.
Wait, three for. Wait, don't we typically do 5?
No, I remember I told you. But you only put 4.
I know. I remember you telling me.
Oh, do you want me to make one up? No, is that my bonus question? I'll ask you a question.
I mean. Yeah, if we wanted to get a 5 out of 5 this fucking week.
Well, we're not even at the point to. We could get this next one wrong.
We could.
You're
true.
Taking the car before the horse, my guy.
True. I'm taking the bat wing before the alligator. Yeah, I got it.
You're taking the goat man before the fish, dude.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. Here we go. Fact number 4. Sylvester Stallone once swore he saw a lake monster in the cold, dead eyes of Ivan Drago. I want to know where the cold, dead part is. I can get cold, but the dead, like, dude.
Well, I mean, he certainly had enough... Dead eyes to give, you know, break his ribs and shit, so.
She did.
Dolph Lundgren, not to be fucked with.
He wasn't. He almost killed him.
Yeah. So fucking, you know, I can see where Stallone's coming from. Like this crazy son of a bitch almost killed me.
I looked into his eyes and I saw Lake Champlain monster. That's our champ. I saw the Nessie.
And then Drago looked into there I was.
I was just sitting in the room.
Just hanging out, wrangling for catfish like I do. All of a sudden, Ivan Drago comes up, and I was like, those are the deadest eyes I've ever seen.
I was like, let go of Charlie's leg, you know. I put him over the fire and just made a mess.
Look, I was just here to pay Charlie off the money I owed him, and all of a sudden, Khal Drogo just shows up with bat wings and gator teeth.
Somebody's just like, dude, the ayahuasca that you're on right now is amazing.
Yeah, bat teeth and everything.
But look, I mean, I can tell you what. There's two things I know. All right, it's how to fight, how to box real good for America, and that guy needed a dentist.
I'm here to chew bubblegum and fight lake monsters, and I bought a lot of bubblegum.
Right? Soon to be out of lake monsters.
I think Dolph Lundgren was in a lake monster movie. I think he was.
Lake Paycheck? Bam! Got him.
That's the Nick Cage movie, dude.
Get out of the lake! My paycheck's there!
Keanu, no!
Oh, fuck. All right, well, what are we on? I'm going to say false.
I'm going to go with false.
Yeah, he saw his prey in those eyes.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go false on fact number four.
Little known fact, I went full method for Rocky.
I was trying to hit him as hard as I could.
I'm the one that made his eyes dead.
Right, we're going to go false on fact number four. Sylvester Stallone once saw a lake monster in the cold, dead eyes of Ivan Drago. 3, 2, 1. Bam. It is false. She says, Alex gave me a birthday present early, and I can't think of anything besides Expendable 5 lake monsters. The next fact was definitely going to be about Dolph Lundgren seeing a lake monster, so I'll make you a deal. Take the W for this week, 5 for 5, if you would please the director and Steven Spielberg on set of Expendable 5, with Seagal playing the role of Texas Lake Mountain, the lake man goatfish.
I am the goat and the fish.
Way of the goatfish.
In Cherokee lore, the goat man and the fish are the gods of the totem. I am both.
I am what? But a man embracing what? Both.
As sheriff of this town.
I pass both the law from my goat heritage. Spirituality from my fish heritage. That is a border that needs to be there. Get my tank.
Get my. The fish was a gift from Putin himself. Combined with my spirit animal of the goat, I. Completely 100% Chippewa Steven Seagal.
Chippewa Steven
We'll protect this small town in Texas with all the honorary power that my sheriff's badge gives me.
I was supposed to be, the writer says I was supposed to be the director. I couldn't. You can't give me Steven Seagal fucking impressions and not expect me to do them alongside Joe. Like, what?
Wait, I have a way around this because I'm the director as well. I directed, starred, and wrote Expendables 5.
My first directorial debut since Hard Kill in 94.
A time to lake monster.
My triumphant return to the stage since Saturday Night Live.
It's hard with all my flight schedules going back and forth from Russia.
Oh, shit. Well, we took a W, dude. We actually got them all right.
I was forced to shoot in Texas because for some reason I wasn't allowed in Ukraine.
Lakes are really cold in Russia.
I, director, writer, and Olympic swimmer Steven Seagal. Bringing you what's arguably the best fifth movie in a franchise since Sharknado 5.
I actually was the sharks in Sharknado.
Little known fact, I fought a shark once.
Judo'd that shark.
Right?
Oh,
I, Steven Seagal, 100% Samoan, fought a hammerhead shark without a cage. Thanks to the power of Moana.
Thanks to the power of my snake goat totem.
Oh, fuck, dude. We better end this. We could go on fucking...
all day long.
Mm-hmm. We did it, though. 5 for 5.
Somehow, we got a 5 for 5 with only answering 4 questions.
We did. Good for us.
Look at that.
We lived life to the fullest. Ah, shit. All right, dude, you want to close it out?
There you have it. That was the very first episode of the brand new year, and of course, we crushed it. And we'd like to continue to crush it, and the only way we can do that is if you follow us on all the socials at Allegedly. Go ahead, email us at allegedly.podcast@gmail.com and find us wherever you find your podcasts every Monday. And until next time...
I'll be seeing you around, but you won't be seeing me around. Thanks to the camouflaging effects of my goat totem.
I can hide among the goats and the fish.